Okay, Tuesday, Wednesday night.
Or the Dalet Iyar.
Or the Dalet Iyar. And we're doing Shmaitza Gimel Perek Dalet. And the Shmaitza is trying to answer the Beis Yosef Shita about the Mumar and Yerideya that Shechted. And now we want to know, do we go back in time and say there's a Chashash that he was a no-goodnik Lamafreya going back? And everybody wants to know why it's not like Tarte L'Reyosa of the Gemara Nida. So the Shmaitza is in the middle of suggesting one a Teretz based on a Gemara in Kiddushin that we're seeing. The Gemara in Kiddushin introduces a Rav Tarfon into the mix, and Rav Tarfon holds the case of Mikvah Shenimdad Rada Tohor, that you follow the Chazaka of the Mikvah over the Chazaka of the Tumah. And he ignores the Harei Choser Lefanecha, which is not hard to do, because always a Chazaka D'Meikara blows away the Chazaka D'Hashda. The Tarte L'Reyosa is a little surprising to Gemara, so you could say it's there, it's just it's overwhelmed by the Chazaka D'Meikara, but it's something that exists and it hooks up with the Cheskos Tumah. That's how you learn the Gemara Nida, and that's the Sheet of Rabbi Akiva. Even though when you learn the Gemara in Kiddushin, it really doesn't mention the Tarte L'Reyosa either. It makes it into a Shiloh whether you follow the Cheskos Tumah of the guy or you follow the Cheskos Sholem, the Cheskos Kashos, or the Cheskos Sholem of the Mikvah. And we set Pshat in what that Machlokas would be, which is stronger, the more Makori Chazaka or the more Lamaisa Chazaka, what we're actually worried about and what we actually care about, what we're actually coming to Paskin. We're not coming to Paskin on the Mikvah, really, because it's not Negea, the Mikvah. If you know Shas a little, there's a story of Yanai HaMelech's mother with Trey Utrey, and that's a source that Rashi says you don't follow the chazaka of the mother because the mother's not lefonenu. That's the makor for such a thing, that when you're not bapoyel paskening, chazaka is not necessarily a reality. It's a tool that we use to paskin. And I'm just explaining why it would be why it's online, why it's to the point if you talk about what's the more lamaisa dika pragmatic?
It stems very nicely with your whole mahalach that the chazaka doesn't address the
right. Okay, now Reb Tarfon in the Gemara says a dover pella, the kind of thing that makes you wonder if we have to write gears in the Gemara. And he says he compares it to the cholol that did avoda, and then they found out later he was a cholol, that is avoda's kosher. So here too, you found out the mikvah's puzzle. So the guy you say is Tohar. And Reb Kiva compares it to a Balmum. That by Balmum you don't say that, but if you find out he's a Balmum, then Lamafreya is no good. The question is, of course, that what in the world is a Tzushtel? There, the guy is a Cholol, and you know he was a Cholol yesterday. What does it have to do? So we saw various Tosfos Teretz, we saw even a Shita that says inexplicably that even if you know the Mikvah was Chaser yesterday, the person would be Tohar, mamish, inexplicable. And we're not going to go there. We're going to learn the Ritvos Teretz. The Ritvos Teretz is Vanochon Leforish Dvarim Kamashmon Upshutam. There is a simple pshat in the Gemara, a straightforward pshat. Klomar, the Reb Tarfon Hochi Komar. Dodam Tomish Atobal Esmol B'mikvazeh Atshalo Nimtza Choser Aval Pishalo Olso Tviloso Mikanu Lahabo Bein Menichan Olso Lehisasik B'toros Atshe Yitvo. And certainly Reb Tarfon would be Modeh that Mikanu Lahabo, you're going to treat him like a Sofek Tomei, Mikanu Lahabo. Ein Litmoa Eich Talelo Oso Tfilo Litoro Shenoga Esmol Shereimotzinu kayotzi b'zeh afilu b'posul vaday. The Kohen Sheninzo ben Grusha avodosu mikano lahaba psula, certainly mikano lahaba, we know he's a cholol and he's posul. V'avodosu l'mafreya kasheira, yet the Torah, in Exeris HaKosim, we admit it, we obviously know he was a cholol yesterday, but the Torah said, when it comes, by cholol at least, not by mamun, that's going to be the shaila here, but by cholol at least, you go back and you don't touch the piss. You leave things, you let sleeping dogs lie, we'll call it. You let it be. You find such a thing. This is the Ritva. The Ritva saying, like, you find such a thing. Vavu bishanoda de'esmo posel hoya. Shekachu din toira. Ashtakach, the ikar time of the Rav Tarfon, Hainu mishum da ozul bosa mikvah, kediktani behedya. Of course, it's no. If we would know the mikvah was chaser yesterday, of course we would look at the person as being tame. He was tovel in a mikvah of 39 saw, which was essentially useless and valueless. So that is because you go bosa the chazok of the mikvah. Ela shevamoshal zeh matim dvorov. He wants to bring what he holds korav al aseichel. Shemetaher tarosuf shel tovel zele mafreya umetame oson lahaba. The real issue is the dichotomy. The real issue here is how are you're treating lamafreya differently than lahaba. This is how the Ritva is learning. You're treating lamafreya differently than lahaba because the Ritva assumes, that certainly Mikanu Lahaba, Rav Tarfon's Modeh, that is the Chiddush in the Ritva, because if, when you're learning the Gemara, certainly, and you're learning that the Cheskos Kashrus of the Mikvah outweighs or wins out over the Cheskos Tumah of the guy, now certainly all Chazakas, all over Shas, you allow it to paskin the din of Mikano Labo also. You don't say, oh, Mikano Labo, it's a suffix, and this is just going on something that happened yesterday. You don't find such a thing. Chazaka helps from now on also. What? Every case. Suffix Karav Loi, Suffix Karav Law. You treat it like an anxious ish, Mikano Labo, not just for Mafreya. Any Chazaka and Shas. It tells you what to do going into the future. It tells you what to do from now on. It's not just a question. The Ritva nems on for a Dover Poshut, and this is maybe what forced him is this Gemara. That Rav Tarfon is telling us, you have to know if this is a svara. It's a hanhoga b'mokum sofik. Certainly, he doesn't hold. Like, I'm gonna take a backtrack. It's not as simple as saying that the cheskos kashrus of the mikvah overwhelms or wins out over the cheskos tumah of the guy. We won't let this guy. Of course, the mikvah's possible, Mikano Labo. That goes without saying. That's not what the mikvah's talking about. And that's 39. So, we're talking about this guy that was toivel in the mikvah yesterday. Certainly, a suffix exists, and we won't let him go into the base mikvah, let's say, and do avodah now. We won't treat him like Tohor now. And the Tarfon never said that. Whatever it is, we won't use the kalim now from now on to put truma in. We won't use the kalim now to. Right now, we have the kli in front of us. The Ritva assumes we will not put truma or kochim into this keli. So sofek, we're not going to do it. It's a question of ex post facto, purely. Right. So now he's saying, how can you do that? So you're saying you find that even on a diaraisa level. You find on a diaraisa level that that by cholol, you find that certainly from now on it's possible to do avodah, yet it's like b'diyevet, it's like saying b'diyevet exists on a level of a d'oraisa. which sounds like a Rav Yosef Engel Chakira, as from the Araisa, whether on a Araisa level you could have the Dievet. Here, L'chayra, according to the Ritva, normally it's not, well, here's a Beferish, a yes. But that's, according to the Ritva and the Ramban, that's what the Gemara really is saying. That there's even though logically, obviously, there's no chilek, but there could exist a chilek between I'll call it lechatchila b'di'evet. Lechatchila meaning the kind of labo is called lechatchila, and yesterday is called b'di'evet. How you treat it? You let it be. So that's what the Ritva learns in the Gemara. Rabbi Kiva Sovar. No. But there's a lomdash and a kuda here. It's only because you go bosa the mikvah, vayta. Rabbi Kiva saw that the bosal toivel as lean on. It's the same idea as we said yesterday, that by the balmum, just like by the balmum, you don't allow it, you don't make a difference between mekano labo and the mafreya. The bosal toivel as lean on. In other words, the Yisoid HaMachlaikas is the same as when you learn the Gemara simply without the Ritva. There's a Machlaikas when you go Basa Tevel or Basa the Mikvah. It's just what makes the Gemara more glad that you can read it is that even if you go Basa the Mikvah, not Basa the Tevel, it was never like an overwhelming tilt, like that wins. You kind of labo, you certainly don't let it be. It's only a question of allowing it l'mafreya. It's hard, I don't know. I don't want to go into it too much. We're not really learning the Gemara in Kedushin. I don't know if the Ritva means on a D'oraisa or on a D'Evet. It brings a raya to the concept from Cholol. It's not an exact marshal because Cholol is with Vadai, and you know he was puzzled yesterday. But it brings a chilek between moving forward and looking backwards. That's according to the Ritva. Okay, let's leave it at that and go by that. Tysus gives a different teretz. We'll see. Then the Gemara says, we didn't finish the Gemara yet. What's Negei of the Shmaitzah? So the question is, are you medame to the Balmum, that you found that he's a Balmum and you disqualify all the karbonos that the guy brought, or are you medame to Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza? So the Gemara says, Omer Abtarfon, I'm going to bring you a raya to be medame it more to the Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, this mikvah. Why? So Rabbi Kiva says, mikvahs psulo biyochid, an Eid Echad could say that a mikvahs posel, and a balmum, also, if an Eid Echad says on a koyin he's a balmum, he's also neman. Maybe. It's not, but if he says it's a cholol, he's not neman. Saying a koyin's a cholol is called yuchsin. It's a psul haguf. You're saying it's like a dovah shebe'erva. That already has a din of dovah shebe'erva, and it requires two eidim. So Rabbi Kiva says, mikvah psulo biyachid. Eid echad neman lo, right? And eid echad could say that a mikvah is possible. That's called eid echad neman bisurin. Ubalmum also, one eid is believed to say someone's a balmum. I guess it's also called Isurin, because you're not talking about the Etzem Mensch, that it would have a din of Yuchsin and a din of Dovah Shebe'erva. And Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza is Psula B'Shnayim. So, therefore, the mikvah is more doima to the Balmum. So, again, very, very strange. Now, here Rashi says something.
Every time he agrees to the Balmum, that you go all the way back?
Yeah.
He himself agrees to
that. The Balmum is not a question of Reb Tavon Rebbe Kiva. Balmum, we know a cholol is a pasuk that lamafreya it's good. What was lamafreya? Before we knew he was a cholol, and by balmum there's no pasuk, and by balmum everything he ever did avod is automatically pasuk.
You say maybe he became a
balmum
now.
We're not dealing with a suffix. The Gemara of cholol and balmum, the pashtus, except according to Tosfos maybe, or according to another shitas in the Ritva, the simple meaning of the Gemara is not talking about a suffix, it's not about, you know he's a cholol, you know he's a balmum. Now Rashi says, Balmum to the Gulish Nukhala Bar had more Mechemik, Chesroyd of Fanecha. Okay, so the Shaila is, does this Gemara have. So the Shemaitza sees in the Gemara that something that needs two Edim, Reb Tarfon's Moda to Rabbi Akiva. And Reb Tarfon was then Moda to Rabbi Akiva. That the mikveh which requires only one aid to establish its psul. That's what the Gemara says, that the mikveh only needs. Shalas, is there a rationale to the Gemara? Right, is there a logical rationale to the Gemara? What the Gemara seems to be saying is that to establish the psul of the mikveh is, so to speak, easier. Like, we'll do it more quicker. We'll do it with less birur. This is the way I think the Bechashmuel explains the Gemara, that to establish the psul of a mikveh is easier. is easier. It's, right? It doesn't matter kula chumra. It's not the point. The point is, you will establish the psul of the mikveh with less birur than the psul of a cholol. The psul of a cholol needs more birur, and the psul of a mikveh needs less birur. The psul of a mikveh is like the psul of a mum; it needs less birur, and therefore, you will say tarte l'reyusah to pasul the mikveh as well. It's like saying, that's how the Achrayim explain the Gemara.
The birur is pushed by them, right? You just look and you see. You measure the mikveh, you see the mum in the person.
Well,
the cholol, you don't know. I mean, you have to check lineage.
No.
It's not that it's like physically
obvious. We still don't understand.
I'm trying to figure out what you mean by less birur and more birur. Is that what you mean?
It depends how you learn the whole Gemara Sushtel. In other words, we're not so. It's not so. Let's go with the Ritva. So, Reb Tarfon was saying that. Reb Tarfon was saying that you see the Torah allowed the past to remain the past. And that's what we'll do by the mikveh too, even though Mikana Lahaba we won't allow it. Right? And Rabbi Akiva compares it to Balmum. Now Rabbi Akiva then said, I will tell you why it's comparable to a Balmum. And Rabbi Akiva and Reb Tarfon was ultimately molded to that. It's doma to a Balmum because it takes less to make the birur on what it was. It only takes an 8 effort. Okay.
Isn't that better?
No. It's not irrelevant, but we can't learn the whole sugya and kedusha now. So I get to choose what yeah and what not. That's my prerogative. I don't get paid for saying the shir, so I have to have some privileges. I choose. We can't learn the whole sugya and kedusha now. Since it takes less to be mavarer the psul, you need less. It's more chomer. We'll call it chomer. It needs less to be mavarer, just like it needs less to be mavarer the psul of a balmum. An eid echod's neman. You don't need two eidim. It takes less to be mavarer that psul, and so too it needs less to be mavarer the psul of a mikvah. So it's. And it takes more to be mavayer the psul of a cholo.
Meaning eid echad is not good for a cholo.
Eid echad is not good for a cholo. That's a din of. So that's why it's mistaver that if you're talking about the past and extending a psul to the past, again, it makes more sense if it's talking about also a suffek. If it's a suffek, if it's a cholo, suffek is a malmum. But upon him, that's the tzushtel of the Gemara. Let's go back to the Shmaitza now. We strayed a little too far, maybe. It's my fault. I thought it would be Kedai, I'm not sure anymore, but let's go back to the Shmaitza. The Omru time of the Rabbi Akiva de Layolafi Ben Gusha, Sub Sula Bishnayim. Abu Mikvo Balmum Sula Biyachid, the Shlach Fa'ach Viloch, Ayan Shom. Vim Kain Lefi Zeh, Shmaita says, if you step back from the Gemara, maybe you don't go into the Ritva and all the Rishonim, take a step back, and again, the Shmaita is assuming that also that the undercurrent of Rabbi Akiva is Tartil Reyosa. So it comes out that you'll say Tartil Reyosa, so the Shmaita comes up with a remarkable maskana, that you say Tartil Reyosa in something that's psulo be'echad. That's what he ends up like. That's what sort of ends up. You say Tartil Reyosa in something that's psulo be'echad. So VMK lefize b'choshu de psulo b'shnayim. Right, to say someone's a rasha and he's a choshud. Ain't the postal of Mafreya, so you don't say Tartil Reyosa. That's already like the Cholo. That's what he says. The Maskana of the Gemara is that Rabbi Kiva says that you compare it Psulo Bishnayim. Psulo Bishnayim, you don't say Tartil Reyosa, but it's by Psulo Biechad when you say Tartil Reyosa. So by a Choshud, that's Psulo Bishnayim, ain't the postal of Mafreya. That's why you don't say Tartil Reyosa, because this is, it takes more to postal him. Let's even leave it with that level of comprehension of the Gemara. It takes more to apostle him. He's like the Cholo. So you don't go to Mafreya when you have the heavier duty. It needs more to establish that he's apostle. The Gambataz, lo osar b'shoichet shenim tzasheni yodeya, ala mishum de hosum nam yichaynu lo metov achvi loch ta'usa ayin shom. Avul choshud vada k'sula b'shnayim. So if you learn the Gemara that way, and you bring in the idea of Tartil Reyosa, so we walk away with like a Yosayid, strange as it sounds, that you only say Tartil Reyosa in something that's Psulo B'Echad, not in something that's Psulo B'Shnayim, because it takes more to make to be Mavara than it was possible. So Tartil Reyosa is like not enough to say it's possible. That's how you really can understand it readily, I believe. It's like saying Tartil Reyosa is not enough to say it's possible. When you have something that's Psulo Bishnayim, you need more of a beer to say it's possible. Ella is a beautiful chap, it's like a wonderful chap, but it doesn't work out according to Tosfos. The Tosfos from Pirush was a Pirush Acher. The Kosan Shab, to pluk the Mikvash and Imdad, Eina Shayeches Leben Grusha. It's a whole different story. It's talking about a suffix if he's a ben grusha or not. There's two levels of machloiksim. Yeah. So there is no. So you don't walk away from the Gemara with that you say it. That you only say Tartil Reyosa when it's Psulo Bishnayim. That you don't say Tartil Reyosa when it's Psulo Bishnayim. Vayin Shem Shakos with the Bligi Batar Divim came back to the drawing board. So Rechtaim of Bechoshud. The Shemaitzer made this whole detour into the Gemara Kiddushin to walk away with this gem. That you don't say Tartil Reyosa by something that's Psulo Bishnayim. You only say it by Psulo Be'echad. The mikvah is Psulo Be'echad. A nida would be Psulo Be'echad. To establish a Shistami of Torah would be an Eid Echad. So you would say Tartil Reyosa. But you don't say Tartil Reyosa by Psulo Bishnayim. And therefore you wouldn't say Tartil Reyosa by the Rosha, by the Mumer. But he said that doesn't work out according to Tosfos. So we're going to need another Teretz. Remember, right? The title of Reyosa here would be. It's v'lochein, says the Shmaitzer. A completely different a purely lamdash teretz. V'lochein ikra d'achmilso d'ein machzik l'mafreya ela k'moy b'mikvah sh'nimdad v'nimtso choser. The mikvah is found to be 39 saw. It's missing a saw. Now that's the psul, and we know that ruins the mikvah. It's only a question of at what point in time was it missing this saw. We're not saying maybe another saw was missing also. This is the missing saw that ruins the mikvah. The question is, at what point in time did it happen? He found a nick in the socket. You're not saying, oh, let's be choishu do with another nick. No, this is the nick that would ruin the socket. And you want to know what time it happened. When did it happen? It happened now. Are we choishu that it was there yesterday too? The shoychet doesn't know hukha shchita. Right, the very first case that we learned in a previous parent. So that's what ruins his shchita, so to speak. You see, he doesn't know anything. He doesn't know hilcha shchita.
Why are you wondering about him? We now know. We tested him. What happened?
Yeah, we tested him. He doesn't know anything. So
why
we don't.
Why should we worry that he doesn't know before?
Oh, yeah. Of course we are. We're worried he didn't know before either. When did he forget? This is what we learned last month. He has Kabbalah. Good, so he's talking about that case. Because it's the same thing. He's empty from knowledge. So that emptiness, at what point did it happen? We're not saying that he doesn't know. Right. We're not saying, no. That's what Gishmaitz's point is. He doesn't know 40 halachas. He got a 40 on the test. So we're not saying if he would have taken the test yesterday, maybe he would have gotten a 20. The same, right? So we don't know when he forgot. But it's the same body of forgetfulness that makes him puzzle. Today, yesterday, you don't know when it happened. Mashenke, the mummer, he did the Avera now. At 2 o'clock, he went and he had the water sprinkled on him. He became a mummer at 2 o'clock. A whole mother Shiloh, says the Shmaitzer. What's the Tzushtel? You are saying maybe he did something else yesterday. Mm-hmm. Since there's no time to there. You have no right.
The same thing.
You
did a different part of his conversion yesterday. If he converted today, if he's raked today, we tested him, he's done, we got a 40. How do I know that he...
You don't know when he forgot the halachas. There's nothing wrong with getting a 40. You don't punish a guy that got a 40 and you say we're stripping you of your Shechita Kabbalah because you got a 40. We see you don't know Hilchos Shechita. Now the question is, hey, maybe he didn't know Hilchos Shechita yesterday either. If a 40, oh, you only got the 40 today. What do you want from yesterday?
He's a goy. We don't know when
he became. He became a mummer today. You want to say maybe he was bad yesterday also. Maybe something happened yesterday already. Something else. The key word is else. You want to say something else happened, and we're choshed that yesterday something happened to make him not worthy of shechita. So Shmaitz does that, you don't say?
It's not a problem.
Chosav Asoi. Chosav Asoi it is. What's not Chosav Asoi? It is Chosav Asoi. It says nobody woke up at 2 o'clock. Chosav Asoi is a different svara. That when it's a process, you're mixing up the yitzros here. There's a tosis in Chulin that says you only say Tarti L'Reyusa when the psul you're looking at, the Harei Chaser L'Fanecha, is a process. If it's something that would happen instantaneously, you wouldn't say Tarti L'Reyusa. The Rishus of the Mumar is a process. No one is perfect, and then at 2 o'clock, boom. Now that's called Chosav Asoi. That's called Chosav Asoi. But Chosav Asoi doesn't passel him. Chosav Asoi doesn't. The svar of Chosav Asoi, that's why we say Tag to the Reyosa. You're making a mistake. Chosav Asoi is not saying that that the 39 saw we know. It took if you know it takes a day to go down a saw, right? And then you know when it happened. Then you're for 24 hours for sure to make this puzzle. That's not a saw.
You're saying we do know. In that case,
we do know. We don't measure. We don't know exactly.
You know when?
You would know.
Right.
That's what you're saying.
That's exactly the point. If you knew it went below 40 saw, then of course it's puzzle.
Same thing as the
move. Right. same thing with a mummer. He started having doubts and clarifying. It's not something that happened instantaneously. That's why you could theoretically say chosar tarti l'reyusa. But now the Shmaya is saying a new svara. It is chosar vasoi. It is hirshia vasoi. Because he didn't. Why don't you listen? Do me a favor and listen. This, you're mixing up two completely different svaras. There's a Tosfos in Chulin that says that in order to give more impetus, more koach to Harei Choser Lefonecha, or Harei Mumer Lefonecha, which Maitza says, agrees, to create a suffix, maybe something was there in the past, it's something with a process. Something that would happen instantaneously, and you saw it at 2 o'clock with that result, and there's no reason to say it was there before, so you don't say Tarek Tereya, so you don't clear about the past. That's what Tosfos in Chulin says in one Teretz. So whenever you see a Tarek Tereya, so you're going to check, according to the Tosfos in Chulin, that it's something that is a process, not a one-shot deal. So Tosfos, the Shmaitzer says that does not give us enough of an answer for the Mummer case. Because the Mummer also, he didn't wake up and at 2 o'clock do something. It was a process, so we do have to clear at what point maybe something happened in the past. But now the Shmaitzer is saying a completely new svar. He's saying that all Tarte Lure, that to create a suffix about the past, all the cases of Tarte L'Reyosa, where the Harei Chosel L'Fanecha creates a suffix about the past, is when we're not being Mechadesh, a new psul. It's missing a saw. Now the question is, what time did that happen? Or the guy doesn't know Hilcha Shechita. What time did he forget Hilcha Shechita? When didn't he know Hilcha Shechita? The Sakin is Pogum. At what time did the Pogam happen? But here we know he did the Maisa making him a Rasha now. We know he did it now. We saw him do it. At 2 o'clock he did it. Until now we're saying, we're assuming, and now the Shmaitz is rejecting that assumption. We're assuming that if a person did a Maisa Rishus at 2 o'clock, and right, remember the Shmaitz brought a Raya from Gneva and Tvichu Mechira and the Hazoma and Eidzoinu and Mafreya who Nifsal. He didn't say a Svara, he just brought a Raya. Now he's saying the svara. If someone did a Maisa Rishus at 2 o'clock, that doesn't create a drora, doesn't create a suffix. Maybe he did a different Maisa Rishus a minute ago. Maybe he did something an hour ago to make him a Rasha. That's, you don't clear maybe. Mechitesa he did. You have no basis to say he did. Or at least you don't say Tarte L'Reyusa. You don't say that the Harei Chosel L'Fanecha, Harei Mumer L'Fanecha, so maybe he did a different act of Hamora at 1 o'clock. That you never find, the Shmaitzer says. The most you say is, if you see something now, so you don't know what time it happened. You see it now, but maybe it happened an hour ago, maybe it happened 2 hours ago. Maybe it was here 2 hours ago. But here it is now, there's no question about it. You want to say maybe something else happened. You want to say they said, well, now let's go to the Shmaitzer's Rayas, and now let's go to the Shmaitzer's Rayas. I'm going to say it differently. Now we're going to go to the Shmaitzer's Rayas and apply his reasoning. You know they said Eid the Sheker about the Shechita. Now you say, maybe they also said Eid the Sheker about the Gneva. That you don't say. You don't say they said a different Eid the Sheker also. That you never find. That the Shmaitzer's answer. Okay?
Yeah, I said, what is the it by a mummer? This is a question, not what is the it?
What?
Is it he doesn't know how to do shechita? No. What is the it?
Puzzle.
That he did a mice sprinkling the water, whatever?
What?
No. The it is that he became a
Russia.
Effectively a non-Jew and now he's
a Russian. No. Russia.
So
no,
what's
Russia,
it?
No.
What's the it that we're clearing? What's the it?
But he has a din of a Russian, a Russia's puzzle to Pshecht.
That he's a Russian.
Now he did a Maisa Rishus at 2 o'clock. So you don't clear. He did
it was a process. He said it was a process.
Okay, I give up.
We're trying to understand. That's all.
I can't inject. I can't explain it any better than I am. Chosar Vasoi is a different svara. Chosar Vasoi means that you, you know, once you understand what the Shmaitz is saying now, now you wonder how could he ever have said it's Chassid Asoy. But I agree. Like, you understand? No, because it's a different point. The Shmaitz, it's a different point. Before the Shmaitz was, the Taisus and Chulin says that something that you have no reason, that it doesn't even create a suffix about the past if it's not part of a process, if it's a one-shot deal. So for that, you say a mumer is a process. No one decides to become a mumer at 2 o'clock, and at 1 minute to two, he was perfect. So now, so it's a process. So you could clarify about the past because it's a process. So maybe something happened during that process to make him puzzle too. But now the Shmaitz is saying, I don't care if it's a process. But you don't clear that something else happened. The thing that puzzles him, it happened now. You want to talk about something else happened. You don't clear that something else happened, even if it's part of a process. But you still have to talk about something else happening. The key word is else. You have to talk about another thing. He said Eidus. He said Eidus Sheker about Tzvicha. You would say, maybe he also said Eidus Sheker about Gneiva. That you don't say. Even if saying Eidus Sheker is part of a process, meaning nobody just all of a sudden decides to say Eidus Sheker, but to actually passel him, the Shmaitz is saying, you have the Maisa, the bottom line is you are clearing maybe something else happened yesterday. Something else you never find, you say, Tartar Lareyosa. Go make your manga.